Hello, Josh.
Something's wrong, I don't hear. Hold on.
Hello, Josh. Should start moving my mouth and not talk and really throw you off.
Yeah, now I hear you, but not through my headphones. I'm gonna try this again. I don't understand technology. It says connected, and I heard some. Wait, pairing. Pair, no. I don't know. Rabbi Prell,
I'm here.
I heard a beautiful as night in the Torah this week.
Yeah.
He says, he Rabbi Leibowitz is fond of asking three questions. I didn't see the as night in the Torah inside, but the three questions were, if you look at what Yaakov sends, it's mixed messages, right? On the one hand, he sends, Im lo van garti vayicharadata, I wasn't in control of my own time, right? Sounds like nothing happened. And then he says, but Vahili Shor v'chamor, I was very, very successful. So what kind of message is he sending? Number two, the message that comes back, Esav doesn't say anything, right? The Malachim return without any response from Esav. Just 400 men are coming. Are they a welcoming party? Have they heard a fight? Are they his kids? He doesn't know anything. And what was the third question? The third question is, why was Yaakov, it says he was afraid to kill or be killed. And the question was, he shouldn't have been afraid to be killed because he was very strong. He had children who were very strong. He would have been able to win the battle. And to kill, he would have been totally justified in killing because Habalahar Khashkin Lahargo. So the pshat was that the problem was that Yaakov had no idea why Esav was coming. And if you're in a situation where you don't know, that's a much worse situation to be in than knowing that you're in danger. Because then, if you know you're in danger, you could defend yourself and you have the right to defend yourself and you'll be fully justified. So that explains the three questions. He was sending a message with saying both sides to try and get an inkling from Esav how he was coming. Esav is smart and knows that his only hand, the way that he has the upper hand, is the element of surprise. So that's why he doesn't divulge anything. And that's why Yaakov was afraid. He wasn't afraid of killing justifiably. He was afraid that if Esav was really coming
Unjustifiably.
peacefully, he'd have to kill him. And that Yaakov couldn't defend himself if Esav came friendly and then stabbed in the back as he was hugging him. So I like that.
Very good. Yeah. Excellent.
I don't know what's the word starting. Trying to think of something.
Hey, here it is.
So much just. Oh, sorry.
Can't get onto the. Can't get onto the. It works for you. It works straight from your phone to the email. Without a password?
No, but the password. I think there's a setting somewhere on the Rob's computer that something's different on the key. Something with the keyboard setting.
Let's see in a second. CBA. One second. Yes, in the second. You got it. I think I got it.
Rabbi, we can see you fine on the phone.
Okay. And what's not happening? Good. So let's look at the, let's start with Pasuk Ches, very beginning of the Parsha. Perik Lamed Beis Pasuk Ches. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Vayetzer Lo. Right, so Vayira is afraid. Vayetzer, something worried him. So the famous Rashi, that Vayira is afraid of getting killed. Vayetzer Lo, worried him that he'd have to kill somebody else. So we have a look at the Ramban. Not this Ramban. No, something else. We'll have a look at the Arachayim. Vayira Yaakov. Pirish nichnas begeder laharog or lihoreg. Leze keneged lihoreg yorei ma'od. U keneged laharog vayetzer lo. The way Rashi says it. Rashi says that it only says ma'od on Vayira because he was more frightened at being killed than in having to kill. But he was nervous about both. Od yirtze, ki letzadre di'u, ki esav marim laharos achvav hu sone. That he got the message that Esav was going to be duplicitous. That Esav was going to, Esav was going to show himself to be a brother. But really not so. So Yorev Yaakov Shaloi Lachin Atzmo Limilchama. So Yaakov was afraid that he would be taken, he'd be fooled. Shema Esav Yargeyu V'ein B'yodei Shal Yaakov Klei Kerov Ulachin Atzmo B'chol Kerov V'yetzer Loi Ki Efshe Shalo Yase Esav Ra. So he didn't know how to handle the situation. Should he, V'yi, he was afraid of preparing himself, he was afraid that not to be prepared for battle because maybe Ace is going to kill him. He was afraid to prepare himself for battle because that could goad Esav into, in fact, according to one mahalach in the Ramban, it could be that Yaakov did bring the 400 men upon himself. And when he sees that he's there with weapons, then Esau will have to move in self-defense. And maybe that will renew Esau's hatred for Yaakov. So that was the issue. The issue was he didn't know how to call it. He didn't know what was happening. So there was no good alternative over here. Wasn't good to fight, wasn't good to not to fight. He says that's pshat, and by yachatz lo yasa'am. Our Chaim says the flow of the pasuk is hard. By Yira Yaakov, he was very, very scared. He split the nation. So the way Rashi reads it, he was afraid he might get killed. He was afraid he'd have to kill. So how does that lead into splitting the group? But according to the Archaim, he's saying, so now he's going to be prepared for all situations. He's going to have one group of the family who's going to be there, lovey-dovey, and one group of the family who's there going to be prepared for battle. So then, I guess, it'll be a game-time decision. What happens to Esau? But then he'll be able to play it both ways. So that's interesting. Two interesting harvests. Number one is the ma'od is only on the Vayira, and how did the psukim flow? There's an interesting harvest. When we say that Yaakov was prepared for battle, right? It's a doron tefillah doron melchama. So the Ramban has a nusach. He said melchama was to run away. And we assume that, well, I assume Muhammad meant he was ready to fight if he had to fight. And as Rashi says, the Ramban in the Hakdama, it's a very interesting lashon. He says, if you look at the second last line of the introduction to the Ramban to the Parsha, it's in the Art Scrolls, the first paragraph, the second last line, where he writes, right, Levrayach Ulehi Natsal. I mean, milchama, like a Jew gets ready for battle, figures out how to run away. Right? So I was wondering what Ramban sounds like. There wasn't a real plan to fight. It was a plan just right? To tell them. I'm not sure how to, why the Ramban says that read the pasuk. Pasuk test. But Yomi says,
it fits in with the words.
What was that?
It fits in with the words. In Yavo Eishel, Amachna Achas V'Yikahu.
Right. Right. The whole game plan was.
There's no indication of fighting.
Right. No, so the way we assume it, that what it means, the way Rashi would assume, is that if Esav comes and fights with one of the camps, then they'll fight back. And
he'll lose anyway.
They'll lose anyways. Right? But at least they'll fight. And maybe have a chance at it. And while they're fighting, it'll be so according to Ramban, the purpose of the first camp is only as a decoy to get the other camp to run away. And you're right, that's the pasuk says it. It doesn't say that they'll fight and see what happens. They'll get beaten up, but what? Well, half a camp is not going to be his own match for 400. But it's interesting that the Ramban, that this Pret Melchama is to run away. I was listening to some of the presentations at the Aguda Convention. So there was a very interesting point that it wasn't at the same session, but how they viewed the litigation in the Supreme Court against the New York State. So most, Ray Reisman viewed it as Doron, as diplomacy. You know, that's what you're supposed to do in America. You're supposed to bring it to the courts. But Mordechai Kamenetsky, and again, they weren't arguing, but in different sessions, He said, no, it's beginner Muhammad. It's not a nice thing to do, to take the government to court. It's not playing the game. No, forget it. It is Taka. But then it's the third option. When we lobbied and we were nice, we went to. So I thought it was an interesting view of whether it's. And he said, he made a chiluk. He said, the difference is that if it's beginner Muhammad, then it's only the klal. It has to be done with the consent of the, not with the consent, with the encouragement of the Gdolim. He says, you can't just take protests in the streets because that's your yachid then. Who gives you the right to make your own Muhammad? His intimation, he didn't say this. His intimation was, as long as you do Doron, you're playing nice diplomacy, all right, so you want to lobby, you want to speak, use your connections, fine. Once it goes to Muhammad, then it has to be, then it's a cloud. He says, but I thought it was interesting concept, whether the suing the government is that beginner diplomacy or beginner Muhammad. What's Muhammad in America? You know? But so the Ramban's Ha'ar is also, and I'm not sure what to do with the Ramban. Did the Ramban really envision, there is no such thing as really taking arms against him. It's only Muhammad Bayas is the safest way to run away. The safest deferment. That's Muhammad. Okay. Now let's look at the Kli Yakar and Ches. To back to Ches, what was this plan of yours? What was he afraid of? So the Kli Yakar has a beautiful sikum. He said, the year of Zu, and Pesach has, Yotsu kolam afoshim lilkoit leimotu tam nochin. So all the mafoshim tried to figure this out. What was he afraid of? What? And then nobody's a good shot. What was the kasha? Amayim is yore. Achir shivticha kadosh baruch hu pamayim l'shomer. Kadosh baruch hu told him twice, I'm going to take care of you. First he told him by the beginning by Yetzay, Ushmaticha b'chol asher telech. And then a second time as he's leaving Lavan. So what's he nervous about? He said, so what did Chazal say? As Chazal, he was afraid that no longer was worthy. So he says, that's Pella, I think it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Baruch Hu says that. He says, can't accept it. Why? 8 days. He says, what could Yaakov Avinu have done in 8 days from the time he left Lavan that he should have such a hate that he has to be afraid that he doesn't have enough talking anymore? So the next paragraph, Akori Melai, Loimar, Behetzer Sofigze, Adar Shechazal say, Amr Lozer Kola Machnif Lachaveir, Lesoif Nef Miyode. Chazal say, you can't flatter a Rosha. So that's what he did. He said that he's just sent to these gifts to Esav, and what was the lashon at the beginning of the parasha? Kai Sairon la Adoni la Esav. Kai Omar Abdecha Yaakov. So he said that was the chait. He was machnif Esav of Russia. So now he doesn't know whether he's going to be. And he says Chazal criticized Yaakov for the chanifa. V'chein tov su Chazal chaptim on it. It goes to Medrash. Esav the darku oilech v'Yaakov also kodesh choyel. Mikorel Esav Adoni mitzana chanufa shechnif leRasha al kein hoya misyore ki yode Yaakov shekachi amiga. So that's who he's afraid of. He's afraid that he messed up because he tried to curry favor with Esav. And then he says demeva yira lefishi Yaakov lisafik how you be on his zechuyas kol kacharve. So he says that's Vayira Yaakov Vayetzer Lo. Yaakov was afraid that he had made this mistake of being machnef the Rosh, but Yetzer bothered. What did it bother him? He said, I know I have enough zechuyas, but I'm going to lose out zchuyas, a lot of zchuyas, because I'm going to have to overcome this initial chet. But yeah, Sherman, some say.
But there's a problem with this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because according to this, he recognized that he did something wrong. That's why by Yira Ma'od, right?
Yeah.
But he keeps on doing it. He keeps on calling him Adoni and Abdecha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the Maisets, it was really a Pikuach Nefesh. It's his only wrong because he had a Havtacha, right?
Well,
in terms of and then the stakes are so high. What do you say?
But according to Rabbi Elazar, that's dafka the way you're going to lose. It's called hamachnis l'sof nafel biyada.
Okay.
It increases the chances of losing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if that's the ishtadlus.
He
knew that this was going to be a problem. So he was very scared. So he was able to take care of his first pach, but then a second pach was that he was losing so many chuyas. So why does he keep on doing it then? So maybe the pshat is that he was worried. He didn't know. He didn't know was it the right thing to do because pikuach nefesh, or was it an aveira? So maybe it's part of that he was mesupak and that's why he was worried about it. Right? He didn't know if it was a cheder, and he has to keep on doing it. That's probably with. Now the second pshat, I thought he was doing pshat. What was he bothered by? He knew that Esav said, "I'm going to wait till Yitzchak dies before I go after Yaakov Avinu." So now Yaakov's coming back. He gets the word that there are 400 people with him. That means he's going to fight. So that means so he's thinking, "Oh, it must be that his father passed away." So that's what was on his mind. He said, "That's the next paragraph." And he explains how this was corroborated by Hashem saying the key of Yitzchak. And the third shot is the Yesh Aymerim Shashem Elokim Amora Al Midas Adin His Kirdavke Be'Avaisav. Yaakov is nervous about is that Kadosh Baruch Hu had given him Avtacha that he would be Zoicha Be'Midas Adin. All the brachas that came to Yaakov Avinu were all through Elokim. In fact, I noticed that when Leah named her children, it was also the Shem Hashem. But when Rachel named her children, it was the name of Elokim. So Yaakov Avinu was promised that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take care of him, but he was hoping that he would have the zechuyas to receive Shmira B'midah Sadin. His gedavke ba'avo yisov ki yaspik lo yischus ovos she yuchol lamri gam b'midas adin abu zuchu say koton, but he was afraid that kotoitim mikol lachasadim. So that's why he says in his Hashem vayomer avi Yaakov elokei avi Avraham, he deserved all his brachis. Elokei avi Yitzchak, my father deserved all his brachis. Hashem, Omer Elai, Shuli Yartzecha. But I might only be Zoichem and Midas Arachem, not Midas Adin. So that was on his mind, that he wouldn't be Zoichem to his brachos because he was Roy to be Mekabalit straight. So Yaakov always had this interest in being Mekabal things, Yashua, straight, without having Kishbroch, having to be overly compassionate towards him. So that's what he was saying here as well. Yaakov Avinu was saying the third pshat, right? Three pshatim. Question is, what was Yaakov nervous about? So according to Ramban, Rashi was nervous that he may have to kill. Okay? According to Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made a din that he will be matzliach in beating Esav, but he has to kill Esav. So he was jarred, he was found it jarring that he may have to kill. That's one pshat. The other pshat, and then the Kliyokur's pshatim are that he was afraid of one particular chait, the chait of being machne for Esav, And that happened very recently. And that could have done in his being part of the Geula of the Klal Yisrael. Next shot is he was afraid his father died. And the third shot is that he was afraid that he was only going to be Zecha through Midas HaRachamim. And he wanted to be Zecha through Midas HaDin. Okay, so one more quick Ha'ara. Lamed Hei Chav Beis. Lamed Hei Chav Beis is right. Reuven. Vahi Bishkoin Yisrael Be'eretz Ahi Vayelech Ruvim Yishkav Ez Bila Pilegesh Ove Vayishma Yisrael. So Chazal say Vayishkav Ez Bila is that it doesn't mean he slept with Bila, it means he switched the beds around. Think of Chaim Friedman says that Chazal are not going against the Pshat and the Pasuk. Chazal is saying that he switched the beds. The Torah is describing that for Reuven to do this is ki'ilu, he slept with Bila. It's not being Maisi Devar Mipshutai. They're saying that's how you evaluate the level of the chait. So the Das Kanim says that that's what he did. He switched the beds, and that's why in the Parshas Vayechi, he's referred to as what's the Lashon Bilba Yitzui Aviv. Okay. Right. However, there's some other interesting pshatim. Let's see the is pasuk chav beis. So, if you look at the Ramban, tipar kosev an v'sondusay. Why does it say at the end by Yishma Yisrael? Yisrael heard. End of the parsha. And then Mayu bnei Yaakov shnei Vaser, right? Parsha in the middle, second half of the pasuk after the pisco. See Berakov anus onusai that Yaakov was this most humble person, and he didn't send Reuven away and say, "I'm done with you." Avul yimone imahem b'yu shnei Vaser, so yimone rishon. He is still number one. Milachain also mishnei parshas pasuk echad, and that's the real two separate parshas. But Kadosh Baruch Hu connected them to one large pasuk, because even though it's the beginning of Ishut Chilas Inyan, they're now recounting the Shvatim, but he wanted to be merameis that despite what happened, Reuven is not losing his zuchuyas. Now look at these interesting Sephardim. The Sfarna Chav Beis says that Yaakov was sure Reuven had done tshuva already, but not to get nervous about it. And then Sfarna goes on to say that that the pasuk says in Chav Gemel b'nei Leya b'chor Yaakov Reuven. All right. So you saw Gvaldik and Pshat. Probably. That's in the Ramban. That's a kind of straight. Arachayim. Yeah, so look at the Ramban. The Yishma Yisrael, Chav Beis. See, Parakos, he heard that his son did something wrong. Leit Siva, he didn't say, he's out of here. He doesn't get Nachla. At least he gets counted, and there's still 12. That's why it breaks the middle pasuk. Even though it's that's the beginning of the new Indian, it wants to say Reuven did not lose out. Okay. And then he says that what happened over here? Reuven did not want Yaakov to have more children. That's why he took Bilhah's bent out. Bilhah was younger. He was afraid if Yaakov was with Bilhah, another child. Now, Kiyuha Bukhar, he wanted to take a double portion. And if there are more brothers, then his double portion shrinks. He wasn't afraid as long as Rachel was alive because she was old. And maybe Zilpah died. One possibility is he was nervous. He was going to lose out. And that's why he lost the Bechor. Because what he was doing was trying to make sure that his whatever he's supposed to get was established. Okay, so what did we accomplish tonight? We discussed whether Melchama is Mamish Melchama or Melchama is just to run away. Tzarachian. I don't know, I'm shutting that Ramban. Number two, we learned the woes Vayir Vayetzer, the three Pshatim, the Kliyakar, right? And the Arachayim. And then we did the what was the deal with the Reuven? So the Ramban's pshat that Reuven wanted to solidify whatever gain he's going to have of being a Bechor, and that's why Mida Keneged Mida, that he ultimately lost out on being the Bechor, the full brachas of the Bechor because of this. Right.
If not for this, he would have gotten two tribes.
So that's a confusing thing. Right? Right. Not for this. So it sounds like he would have maintained the Bechor. And right, would have pushed. Yeah, he would have had the Bechor. Yeah. Okay. Gotta get my font going. Okay, Shkach, thank you very much.
Thank you, Shkach.
I'm typing okay.
We'll go with some more. Let's go to a different program, maybe.
Was it just?